There's another thing we haven't talked about much yet. The churches that are growing are churches where the elders are not the board of directors. They are shepherds, spiritual counselors, teachers. And they have delegated day-to-day operational management to the deacons. But still, I think this is one of the things killing some of our Oklahoma churches. We have churches where elders make all of the decisions. I mean, you could not buy a box of paper clips without running it through the eldership for approval. And you take a look, those of you who are elders, take a look at how you spend your elders' meeting time. How much of that time do you spend praying? How much of that time do you spend talking about the spiritual needs of your members? How much of the time do you talk about how can we improve our outreach to the community? I have been in an awful lot of those meetings, either as a preacher or as an elder. And I know that in a lot of churches we spend most of that time talking about how to spend the money, what to do with the building, or make rules about what cannot be done in the building, or making momentous decisions like what color to paint the ladies' restroom. I urge you, delegate that to a deacon, and if the deacon has any sense, he's going to delegate that to a group of ladies and let them decide. In most of our churches, deacons don't have anything to do because the elders are doing deacons' work. They're doing day-to-day operational management. What I think they need to be doing is strategic planning. Now, elders wear three hats. They wear the presbyteros hat, the older men of the village, the tribe, the nation, were the leaders, the decision makers, particularly, kind of an executive function. I think elders have some decisions to make, but that's not their most important job. The episkopos, bishop function, overseer, means you've delegated to somebody else and now you are mentoring them and helping them, encouraging them. But they do that work that you've delegated. And the most important word is, it's usually in the New Testament in verb form, poimeno, to shepherd the flock, and it's talking about spiritual counseling teaching. College Church in Searcy, where my wife and I are members, we have 39 elders. And I can just imagine how horrendous the elders' meetings must be. But they've managed to get around that problem. You know why they want 39 elders? They need 39 shepherds. In fact, they need a lot more. It's a big church and needs people focused on shepherding. One of the things that's killing us in a lot of our churches, one of the reasons a lot of our ministers are leaving ministry, is that they are treated like hirelings. You know, the elders are the bosses. They control the money. They can fire the preacher. And even though the preacher is the one who has the most training in Scripture, the elders are making all the decisions, and the preachers are frustrated. I think the churches that are growing, the elders have delegated day-to-day management to deacons. They are focusing on the purpose, on strategic planning, on assessment, on how we can improve. They've kind of moved up. One of the things that has hurt some of our churches is that the elders delegated and then they made a lateral move. Instead of saying, we're going to focus on strategic planning They said, we're still going to focus on day-to-day operational management. Deacons, here is the job you can do. But if you ever make a decision we don't like, just like that, we're going to take it back. You know, we're going to be the veto board for the deacons, still at the operational management level. Churches are growing. The elders, their decision-making is more strategic planning. Their focus is more shepherding. And they do a better job of closing the back door that you were talking about earlier.